Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are a positively doing Super Bowl 56 coverage. We're in Los Angeles. I got my Chicken Palooza shirt on for Royal Farms, having some fun. John Sally's taking selfies of both of us, of all my equipment. Bad boys.
Oh, my
bad God. Bad boys. You know, I've always wanted to do that to you. I never had any of the bad boys on, so this is going to be great.
No. You never, none of my teammates?
Listen, 31 years I've been doing radio, and then you just like come off the court and seamlessly use that Georgia Tech education, that ACC education for old school, and you did a talk show, man. You're like,
yeah,
I was a whole second life. You're like almost not even an athlete anymore. You're like,
yeah. I always planned my life. I know it sounds crazy, but when I was young, I wanted to be Johnny Carson. And it was, you know, it's still hard to have a black guy on late night.
Did you ever want to be Arsenio Hall?
Was funny. I started with Arsenio. And we always.
You were a basketball player then.
Yeah. Right. And I used to give Arsenio my tickets when we'd come to play 88 and 89. I gave Arsenio my tickets. Like, he would go to the game as a Piston fan.
Well, he would go
as a Laker fan, but he'd be sitting in the Piston section.
Look, you were in the front end of where hip-hop and rap and entertainment, and here we are at a Super Bowl in L.A., right?
I mean, That's right.
Last time the Super Bowl was in L.A., you were playing ball, right?
I know. What, it was 30 years ago?
Yeah, 93, 94. Yeah,
I was getting married.
So for Hollywood and you to have been a part of, I remember watching Best Damn and like all the stuff you were ever a part of.
The great stuff I was a part of. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I talk for a living and I've moved from talking about sports to talking about other things. I want to talk to you about your veganism. I want to talk to you about cannabis. I want you to talk about entrepreneurship. I mean, all these things that you do, right? I mean, you're here to promote Shaq's product. It's an entrepreneurial product. The opportunities that were available to you after basketball, you took advantage of those.
Well, it's so funny. I'd made it an advantage because it wasn't there. So I literally, the cool part is I've been a trailblazer, but pioneers get the arrows. I just got to say that. But let me start off with saying, yes, I'm here with Alkaline 88, which is one of Shaquille's companies. He's done a great job after.
Now, this is a drinking, it's a product.
It's a drinking, but this is, I'm a vegan.
Okay.
So I only drink certain things, certain kind of waters. Usually it's spring water, but I drink alkaline water as well. I've been promoting and talking about this alkaline water since 2007. That's how long I've been trying to convince people. And now you can buy this at any store.
All right,
it's a trip.
So put it up here. Let me take a look at it because I don't want to be touching this stuff a lot.
Yeah.
I drink a lot of water. I have a hydrate product here. Brian Baldinger got me on a hydrate product.
You know, the more hydrated you are, the less you are susceptible to your immune system being compromised, meaning you wouldn't need that mask. Just thought I'd mention that.
Are you anti-vax too?
No. I believe in not taking a side with people who don't make a lot of sense. So that's all I mean. It just doesn't make sense. There's no P section in the pool, brother. We all in here, and people who are wearing masks and not, it's never going to be on anything. It only can be sent to you through spit or whatever. But the funny thing is, the mask mandate is going away in 6 days. What are you going to do then? What are you going to do with all your pretty masks in 6 days?
I was wondering what happens to the Christmas ones. Do we get to break them out next year?
Like, no.
You know, I was wondering, you know?
They're done.
I found my wife left one in our suitcase, and I found it. And I'm like, it looks like a little Christmas tree. And I'm like, I hope I don't need this goddamn thing ever again.
Can you imagine what's going to happen to people now? Whose mask is this? No. So I'm here with that piece.
Well, tell me about the water, and because you've been drinking it 15 years, and
I've been really paying attention to my body since 1991 as a vegan and understanding.
When's the last time you ate meat? 91?
No, 1992 is when I had a burger, and I was eating the burger, and I called my wife and I said, "You're pregnant." It's been the only time I had any thought of having devouring some other human being or other entity. Was me knowing my daughter was...
Was this your humanity or your health? What led to...
It went from my health, because I had high cholesterol at 27, to literally last year, 2020, well, 2 years ago, 2020, PETA nominated me as Humanitarian Award. I went from being a selfish human being to really caring and speaking for the animals.
What changed What was it in your heart, in your mind? I mean, you're playing in the NBA, Tom. You're a celebrity.
You're going to love this
you
answer.
You were already. He was a bad boy.
You're going to love this answer. You're going to love this answer. You know, they was asking Chris Rock what he thought about race. And Chris Rock said, I just think white folks are less crazy. And the guy goes, what do you mean? He goes, well, my grandfather was the same guy. And just some crazy white folks said, you can't eat in the same restaurant as me. And then somebody said, that's crazy. And they were less crazy. And then all of a sudden he goes, but my grandfather never stopped being a human. It's just the thought of it was crazy. It's crazy to feel that animals are on the planet for us to eat. It's crazy to think that when their Bibles, their Torahs, they all speak about eating of the ground and planting your food and eating it. It's crazy to be at that point. So I always think folks are less crazy now, and it's less thought into the situation of this is here for my benefit.
Did you eat poorly as an athlete in the early when you were winning in Detroit? What were you eating then? How did it make you feel?
We ate great. We ate at the best steakhouses you can possibly eat. And everybody was injured all the time. And because no one was getting any nutrients. So I tell people this all the time. Just because the steakhouse looks nice doesn't make the food better. But they make you think that because they charge you more and they tell you this is grade A. So that means what you're eating at home is grade D. No, it's still a dead carcass.
If I come over to your home and I bring my beautiful wife and we come to your Hollywood estate,
y'all going to have to paint the mother. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to serve us a meal. I eat a lot of vegetarian meals. Well, what are your favorite things to eat? Like, because I like getting turned on to things. I like spinach. I like all that. I eat a ton of vegetables in my diet, which is why I'm sexy at 53. It's still this point, right? But I like meat and I like crab. I do a crab cake tour. I mean, but when it comes to vegan dishes, the more creative things I've never had before. Nobody ate kale till 10 years ago. Now everybody's eating kale.
Yeah, it used to be a garnish. But think about this. Most people eat the way we're talking about now. Anyway, we eat. You go to Thanksgiving. What are you going to have? You're going to have the big food in front of you.
Pumpkin
pie. But everything around is going to be vegetarian, except
right.
the things cooked with eggs and milk. And you start realizing, I remember I was telling this guy, the guy was like, nah, man, I got to have this, man. The kid's got to be big and strong. And then I'd tell all black folks who say this, I say, you know, they didn't give the slaves steak or chicken or pig at all. They gave us the remnants, chitlins, the guts, feet, the pig feet, chicken gizzards, chicken necks, ox tail, ox tongue. There was no prime. No, that's not how they fed the slaves. And who were the strongest people on the plantation? The ones that ate the succotash, the ones that ate the okra, the ones who ate the corn, who made the cornbread, who ate the collard greens. If you want to be as strong as an ox, you should eat like an ox. Ox don't eat meat.
I always wanted to have John Sally on. I just feel like I'm going to church. I'm just sitting here right now.
I used to be a preacher about this, and then I became a teacher about it. Now I'm a sage. I lay it out whether you want it or not.
So we're on Radio Row. I've been waiting just my 28th year doing Radio Row here to promote your alkaline water for Shaq. I've had a couple of cannabis conversations here over the years when it was sort of illicit. I remember when the league didn't gamble.
You mean out in public?
The whole set is gambling now.
Yes.
5 years from now, it'll be weed. I mean, it will be. I mean, and they Ricky Williams, they threw him off the team back in.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh my God. So. Make your case for the plants. Make your case for the plants.
So this is the deal. Pioneers get the arrows. And this is the deal. They have convinced everybody.
I'm going to take my mask off so you can see how good I look.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to pretend I'm drinking so I get my mask off. All right,
so the mentality is this. The mentality is there's alcohol companies. I remember when I played, Budweiser was behind the basket. But then guys get in trouble for DUIs. Guys get in trouble for domestic violence. Guys are throwing people through plain glass windows. Guys, they're calling them drunks. And then every time something hurt, they gave you an opioid. No problem. They just opioid because they were good for you. Knowing that the alcohol was bad for your liver, your kidneys, your pancreas, and overall life, the opioids are bad for your life and addictive. Cannabis, no one's addicted to it. You can like it a lot. You won't be addicted to it. You won't go knock an old lady in the head to get some money to go buy weed. It also relaxes your body. Your body has a cannabinoid system. There's a cannabinoid that connects to it. It literally is from the earth, and usually things that come from the earth and go into a human body, what we're from, it usually enhances. You're going to get guys. You're going to get guys who you want to play again tomorrow. If you're a baseball team, you want your guys smoking weed at the end of the game, a lot of it, because they got to come back to play tomorrow. That's going to help them recuperate 10 times better than steroids.
Well, it's certainly better than being in the bar, as being around baseball players who were in the bars 30 right. years ago. And, you know, we're the same era, same age, and I've been doing this all my life. To your point, gambling in private. And I went down to the we just made gambling legal in Maryland 6 weeks ago. Like 6 weeks ago, we have Vegas-style casinos in Maryland for the first time. And I went down and took a look, and I thought, the appetite for this is here. The appetite for marijuana, the appetite for alcohol during prohibition, the appetite for gambling in this league, the appetite for football, even though it hurts people. You know, I see these veteran players come around with head injuries, all of that.
Unless you play in the Pro Bowl. There's nobody getting touched in the Pro Bowl.
But cannabis, to me, of all the things that they've, other than maybe betting, that they've run away from, this league's going to run toward it. For all the reasons you just talked about.
This is the cool part, too. There's so many different things that can be done with the hemp plant and with the cannabis plant, which is the sister. It's so many things. Edibles, drinking it, how quick it hits your body, what it does to help the inside of your body. It's great. When you talked about gambling, I remember when I was on the Best Damn Sports Show, we brought a referee on that talked about how
was that illegal. During the Donahue era?
Yeah, okay. You remember how they chilled it out? When I first got to the NBA, I said it has to be. Like, it has to be gambling a part of it. It's a major part. So the NBA takes 1%. What is it, $1 billion?
Right.
1% of the gambling is $1 billion to the NBA. Everybody knew. I would get to the games and people would say, you know, the spread is 7. I don't know what that means until I retired. I still want to say something to that guy. He goes, man, the game spread is 7. I said, why would
you take that last shot, man? Push me over. Come on.
I knew nothing of this. They was like, man, what's up, man? We got it, man. Just, you know, calm down. You don't want to embarrass the other team, so let's not score. That's what they used to say. Do you realize that's now a lie? That's why in college football, they score so much.
Well, this story with Flores and being told to try to lose, that's a whole different thing. John,
stay alive.
Hey, man, appreciate you.
Alkaline really. 88,
man. I've always watched you, and I've always said, that guy's going to come on a show one day. So, John Sally, off the bucket list, check.
That's
Bad
right.
Boys
that's
in
right.
the house.
JohnSallyCryptoShow.com. Peace.
Crypto is our next segment. We'll do that after this. John Sally joining us here on behalf of Alkaline 88, Shaq's product, and he's giving me proper hydration as well as some therapy tips. I appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes,
there you go.
That is
John
it.
Sally joining us here. We're live on Radio Row. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, letting ourselves play. We're back for more from LA right after this.